It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Get out your camera, take a picture, then focus the shot afterwards. I know that sounds all out of sequence, but it's coming soon. A company called Lytro has just announced a camera that lets you shoot first, focus later. It absorbs a whole lot more visual data with each shot than a regular camera does, and then lets you mess around with it as you see fit. Ren Ung, founder and CEO of Lytro, explains how it works.
You press the shutter button, and it takes the picture instantly because it doesn't have to wait for the lens to focus. And when you click that shutter, the sensor records this light field. And then on the camera itself, right afterwards, you'll be able to interact with that picture, that living picture, to focus at different depths, if you like, through the light field engine running on the device.
Can you explain what the light field is?
The light field is all the information about the light flowing into the camera in high dimensions. The thing about a regular camera and a regular photograph is that it's missing a lot of information. Let me give you an analogy. You know, if you go to a recording studio with a band, okay, let's say there's a three-piece band, you know, a drummer, a vocalist, and a guitarist. If the studio recorded them all at the same time on a single track, then they'll be missing information that means you can't rebalance it later if the drummer's too loud. Of course, that's not what a studio does, and they'll record them independently, say on three tracks, and preserve that missing information. That's what a light field does, is it records the missing information in higher dimensions and preserves that life that allows you to focus a picture after the fact or many other amazing capabilities.
Isn't the era of the camera over, though? People take pictures with their phones now. They're not using cameras.
In our research, everyone is using smartphones to take ultra-casual pictures, definitely. I think we've all had that moment where you take a picture with your cell phone of a really, you know, great moment. And when you look at that picture after the fact, it's just something that you really wanted to have with a real camera.
And so if one of the big breakthroughs here is the software, though, can we get that software into the phone, have the best of all possible worlds?
The software is this light field engine, lives on the Lytro camera, it lives on your PC, and when the living pictures that we have travel through the web and mobile, the light field engine goes with it. So you can actually see these living pictures, your friends and family can enjoy and experience them directly in the places that they're looking at them, in a way where they don't have to install any software. And these living pictures from a Lytro camera become these little ambassadors that show people really all the new things that you can do with this camera 3.0 technology.
Ren Ung of Lytro. He says the camera will be out later this year and be comparable in cost to regular cameras. Hey, maybe you should sign up for our daily memo. It's an email from us sent every weekday about what's happening in technology. Just go to marketplacetech.org and click on newsletter. Scientists with nothing better to do at UC San Diego have built a device that fits on your TV and pumps out smells based on what you're watching. Hasn't been done in home entertainment much, but it turns out to have a rich history in the movies. General Electric developed a prototype of something called Scentorama in 1953, but it never went anywhere. 1959 saw the release of a travelogue called Beyond the Great Wall, presented in Aromarama. Critics said the film, well, stunk. But 3 weeks later, Scent of Mystery debuted, starring Peter Lorre, and presented in Smell-O-Vision. Flopped. John Waters offered scratch-and-sniff cards for his film Polyester in 1982. He called it Odorama. Waters hasn't used it since. Smell-along entertainment hasn't changed the world yet, but we'll keep our noses out. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.